Welcome to the Craft Beer Cast. I'm Josh. That's Jeff.
Hey, what's happening? Hey, one more time with the Wells. What's up, Wells?
Hey, I'm still here. Oh my God, I haven't left yet.
You haven't. And Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. So because Wells has since moved away and we do the show mostly remote now, other than like every other recording, Jeff and I are going to do our top five of the year instead of top 10. Do you have any beers that you want to mention for the few short months that you were on the show that stood out to you that you got to sample with us?
I have one.
Okay, what's that?
The Old Claude from Calusa.
Oh, yes.
I don't even, like, I made one note, like, oh, this is going to be the end of the year beer.
Yeah.
And then I thought about it.
And then you moved.
I would absolutely.
Well, you were right.
I would love to plug a few beers from the Vale, namely Wet Ferrari, which is the white Ferrari with wet hops. I thought
I
that was
noticed
great.
There was none of that that made it here. I did not see any wet Ferrari. Literally.
That's a shame. It really is. Talk to your local distributor about that.
I did.
You mean talk to my local employee that is standing in my studio?
Well, there's that. No, I made the comment. I was like, hey, it's got this sec from Wells. There's a wet hopped Ferrari, and the Vale sells well here. How about some wet Ferrari?
Would have been great.
Okay, so wet Ferrari, what else?
Wet Ferrari. I did leave y'all with one of these, and it's a wee heavy.
Ooh.
That I really enjoyed, the Barleycorn's Demise. I drank a lot of that because it came out like Thanksgiving time frame.
Oh, that's a great time.
Everything that we had food-wise.
Yeah.
Otherwise, man, like Dirt Nap has been a...
I do love Dirt Nap. Like when I can get it, like I pick it up anytime I can get it.
But the Wee Dead Mon 3, the all-black cans and
yes.
All that stuff, I brought home a few of those and was like... Yeah, I would absolutely drink this because she does not drink the hazy IPAs the way I do.
Yeah.
When she finds hazy IPAs that she likes, like, I have to bring home short notes. Dirt Nap, she also fucks with. So if you're on the fence about hazy IPAs,
Jeff.
I'm not on the fence. I just know I don't like most of them. Every now and then I have them and I do like them.
You like the ones you like and you don't like the ones you don't like.
Yep.
Yeah.
I get it.
I like the ones that actually, and maybe, I don't know if this is accurate or not, but I feel like there are hazies out there that the brewers actually care about and put some TLC in. And then there's the, we have to have a hazy for this week. And
yeah,
those are the ones I don't care for.
All right.
Like Toppling Goliath has, you know, three new suit, you know, like Cyber Sue or some bullshit like that. And,
yeah.
You know, and another one and another one. And I'm just like, I don't, you guys are just cranking out hazies. And
speaking of just really quickly, not cranking out hazies, but like Prairie kind of disappeared from here for the most part, other than the big box stuff.
Their distributor.
Yeah. But they still have Christmas Bomb and stuff like that floating around. It's real good still.
Hell yeah.
It's real good. All right. So anyways, Jeff, what's your number five of the year?
I was not prepared. It was a really quick segue. I was ready to go. Episode 581, the Schilling 10th Anniversary Alexander.
Oh, okay.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, it was their 10th anniversary. It's a Czech Pilsner. Like, it shouldn't be anything other than just a beer-flavored beer, and yet it still stood out. Like, I grabbed one out of the case and had an oh, wow moment. Had one of my friends try it. They had an oh wow moment. By the time, within 30 minutes, we had sold out everything they had on the shelf. Like, just like, it was one of those, like, so, like.
Why does it sound like you work at the Buzz, but you don't work at the Buzz?
Why does it sound like I sell at the Buzz and I'm not getting any commission?
He's a pusher, man.
What are you, a drug dealer?
Yeah. Just during the day.
All right, fair enough.
But yeah, no, Schilling is super great anyway, but that 10th anniversary Alexander was just probably one of my favorite Czech pills that I've had in a long time.
Cool.
Josh.
So from episode 605, I cannot believe that this brewery made my top five list of the year.
Sycamore? Mountain Candy?
It's Zool.
Oh, yeah.
And the PB&J mixtape.
PB mixtape.
Oh, it's a great beer.
It is. It's fucking fantastic. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Zool made a list after me swearing them off, basically.
How many years? years have I been telling you?
I know.
I know. You're wrong. I brought two shit beers to one festival, and you're like, you know what? I don't care how many times you bring better beer in, I'm still going to remember those two.
So what's
get
funny,
over it.
So nope.
What's funny is Josh is that guy who's like, I absolutely don't get with girls that are like that. And then he absolutely has one, like, you know, back in the room. Like, he was sitting here bitching about not drinking Zool beer, and he literally had a 4-pack of Paper Crowns. And I'm like, I see what happened here.
Yeah, yeah. I turned the corner. Yeah. But that PB&J mixtape, the Dissolver one, compared to the Zool one. The Zool one is just like another level of delicious.
How do you do that differently? Is just my question.
I don't know, man.
I don't know the answer to that.
I feel like Dissolver leans heavier into like the marshmallow and other stuff.
But a recipe's a recipe.
I get it.
And I guess that's the difference in a mixtape. Like, it's somebody's mixtape for somebody else.
But then again, I mean, like,
I'm just here to talk shit and ask questions.
Like, I have
recipes. I'm a free thinker, damn it. Yeah. I don't have anything to distribute except for like making you feel weird about your choices.
All right, Jeff, what's your number four?
Episode 609 from the Fresh Hop Trip Out West, Perry Street. No Sleep Till Citra.
Nice.
Probably my favorite Fresh Hop. And to be fair, I was several sheets to the wind at that point. That one was great. I brought the Crowler back. You had that beer. Super fantastic. Loved it. Big fan.
Yes.
Josh?
So this one was kind of surprising to me. Episode 582.
Okay.
From Faction. And it was their spring IPA.
Yep. That was very close on my list, too.
Like, I'd never heard of this brewery before and got some just random cans at Common Market and was like, whoa, who are these guys? This is kind of cool.
Where are Faction? You know,
they are in Alameda. So outside of Oakland, basically.
Oh, California.
Yeah, California.
Would you take the 5 down to the 12 over to Sunset and then you get on the 8?
And then you...
Tom Petty, what the fuck?
Yeah, here.
Stuart. What are you doing?
All right, you're up.
Wells is like, I now understand why I left.
Yeah.
The
Californians.
Number three, recent episode, episode 616, Georgetown Brewing's Tau of Manny.
I knew that was going to
be. Look, I told you that last time we recorded. I'm like, this is getting my top 5.
Yep.
Absolutely clean, clear, fabulous 6.5% IPA. It is one of those beers that I every time I open my fridge drawer, I'm generally excited to see I still have some. But then I also have this like fear of like, I need to drink these, but also I don't want them to be gone. Like, I haven't had this with a beer in a long time. So super glad for that. Tau of Manny. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Josh.
I stupidly did not put this episode number down, but based off the dates, I'm going to guess this is 574. This was one of Mr. Wells' last episodes with us from Brooklyn Brewing, Black Ops.
Oh, yeah, Black
Ops. Oh.
The Four Roses. So
that was 575, because that was in my top 5 until it just got bumped.
Okay. So, true story, and Jeff, I know you remember this day. We do the coffee IPA at Noda. Oh. I am hung over like a motherfucker.
Yep.
Because this asshole comes over for my birthday and gives me birthday pours.
Yeah. Josh disappeared from his own birthday party like 90 minutes in because I got him that.
Yeah, he got me drunk.
I poured you a lot of beer that you didn't have to drink and you didn't have to come back for more. But you kept drinking it and kept coming back for more. So, I will take some ownership in that, but it's your responsibility.
That's true. So, I get to Noda late. Like, how late was I? I don't remember.
Like a half hour. Yeah. Like, you were not doing well.
Yeah, I wasn't doing great. We make the beer and I come back home and Chris had gifted me a bottle of Black Ops. And I decided, fuck it, man.
Hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog, baby. Let's fucking go. That was the last time I had Black Ops until we had it with Wells. And that was a fucking decade ago at this point. Holy shit, does that beer still hold up?
It does. And I don't see Black Ops regularly.
I don't either.
And so when I saw this, and again, this was another one of those cases where I saw it, I was intrigued. It's an Imperial Stout and Four Roses. That's it.
Yep.
Yep.
No coffee, no chocolate, no nothing. Just an Imperial Stout aged in barrels, 4-pack, 16-ounce cans. I grab one out of the cooler and I'm like, this is something special. I hand it to one of my friends. I'm like, you got to try this. And he's like, yep, that's really good. So I buy 2 4-packs. He buys a 4-pack, somebody else. And suddenly all the stock is gone again.
I had
zero commission.
So you're a pusher.
I don't even ask for a tip. Man. I didn't ask for a tip.
Just the tip. All right, Jeff, what's your number two?
I thought Wells was going to talk more about
that. Oh, sorry. Yeah, Wells, were you going to say anything?
No.
Didn't mean to cut
you off.
Why
am I going to say anything?
Oh.
I was like, yours and beers.
All right, so my number two for this year is that beer from last episode, the Revolution 15-year Amberana Cherry.
You cheater.
How's that cheating?
Because it literally was just on the episode we did. You cheater.
My opinion stands.
All right.
It was in 2025.
Fair enough.
It was in 2025. Like, fair enough. That's why I made sure to say, like, last episode, like, this one does go out in 2025 because that beer is going in my top five for 2025.
All right. I get it. Man, all the way to number two.
Number two.
I'm dying to see what your number one is. All right. My number two from episode 573, Bissell Brothers and Nothing Gold.
Yeah.
Bissell Brothers was one of those breweries that I'd never really even heard of. And then I won some shit at Wales and was really impressed with it.
Yep.
Had that. And then when I went to go visit Mr. Wells and we went to, what is it? Cork and Cage? I think it was that bottle shop. They had a bunch of Bissell Brothers stuff. Immediately picked it up because I'm like, I trust these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make some good beer.
Oddly enough, they are that brewery that came into town with a bit of fanfare. Like the people who knew.
Yep.
And now it sits.
And that's fine because it's not like it's going to go bad anytime soon.
It's a hazy IPA.
Oh.
It's all hazy IPAs.
Oh, that one's a hazy IPA.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the Bissells that I've seen are, they can sit.
Yeah, no, this was a double hazy.
Oh, all right. Scratch. Take that back.
All right, Jeff, what is your number one?
My number one from episode 594, Divine Barrel. All things celestial and divine.
Okay.
And my measure for this was how often did I go back looking for more of it? I went back and I bought some that was past 3 months and it still hit.
What kind of beer was that?
It's a West Coast IPA. It was a collab they did with Celestial something something. It was just, it was a double IPA. It's like 8.5%. Clean, clear, everything I want in an IPA. That's what I would have on my kegerator all year long.
All right.
And be happy. Josh.
All right. So I'm really surprised this did not make your top five list at all.
Top 10's a little easier to get everything into. Top 5's a lot tougher.
All right. But this one made us both stand up with attention. Russian River.
Yeah.
And the Hop Time Harvest Ale.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that one. Yeah. That one.
That was a fucking amazing wet hop beer. Yeah, that was probably one of the best ones we've ever had.
Yeah, the Sim 25 as well. I mean, like. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are. Man, I so wish you hadn't moved before the wet hop haul this year.
I'm so glad he did. It was more for us.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right, so anyways, moving into, we'll take a break. Pause. No break. Let's just roll with it because we're trying to get Wells out of here.
I mean, it's a short show.
Yeah, we're going to do buy no buy, but it's only two beers. Jeff, what's our first beer up?
First beer up for tonight, Jackie O's Bourbon Barrel Oil of Aphrodite Imperial Stout brewed with walnuts aged in bourbon barrels.
We've had the coffee variant. This one's been chilling for...
Yep. 12.5%, just a real good, solid Imperial Stout, especially after everything else we've had, like, in the last hour and a half, this tastes like I'm drinking water. Like, does somebody put ice in my beer? Like, it's not fair. Like, it's a thinner beer body-wise, but, it's Jack Yo's. It's a bourbon barrel stout. Like, you can't go wrong with this. This is very good. I would buy it. Wells?
Everybody should try this at least once. Like, is it worth it?
Let me work it. I'll flip my thing down, then I'm going to reverse it.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll buy this. It's pretty good. I'm a little underwhelmed by it, but that's just... It's just a... I've had to recalibrate myself. We've had... Yeah, we've
after been everything
embarrassed
else?
In riches.
Yeah.
I'll still buy it. Josh, what did you ruin?
So, of course, I'm going to buy this. Still remember the day that I bought this. We're just at Grant's. We're doing that episode. And I look up and I see, he's got...
Ooh, this is old beer. Gross.
He's got Jackie O's. He's got... And I had never had... Well, I take that back because I did have at the High Spear Festival, they did pour this.
Right.
So I had it kegged, just never had it bottled.
Right.
I feel like obviously this has kind of fallen off a little bit, but it's still good. And again, too, think, we've also like, had again, some I don't think amazing it's fair fucking to say, beers.
I don't think this beer has fallen off. I think this beer is still excellent.
Yes.
But
in a vacuum.
Yeah. Like when you've had the embarrassment of riches that we've had in the last hour and a half, it is the least pretty prom queen. You know what I mean? Like it's still amazing, but.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Final beer up.
Final beer up. This one harkens back to the Whales for Wishes day when we won all kinds of stuff.
The final Whales for Wishes.
Thanks, Mark. This is a bottle of Black Tuesday from the brewery, one of the baskets that we won. This is 2020's Black Tuesday Maple, fermented with maple syrup, aged in maple syrup barrels. Man, this is... And you know what's always fun about these brewery beers... is that they are nice and light, 17%.
Well, yeah, it is a very light body because so much of it's alcohol. It's thinner than water.
I mean, in fairness, 17.2% compared to the 18% from the last show. And again, this thing drinks like a lot lighter than those barley wines did. This held up really well. It's very good. I was nervous the maple would be overpowering. It is not.
Correct.
And I wonder, is that part of age or is that just how it was brewed to begin with? Because we are talking a 5-year-old beer.
My memory is that maple doesn't go away. There was that year that Revolution put out Maple Jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a bunch of it because that was when we were all in our hype world of maple stuff. And those last three Maple Jackets, like I struggled through because they just the sweetness doesn't go away. And it gets cloying and whatever. This seems to have kind of balanced out pretty decently. It's very good. It's excellent. I would buy it.
Cool. Wells?
I'm not kicking a brewery beer out of bed.
Unless it's infected.
Well, naturally. But this is quite nice. It is a little like thinner, lighter bodied. Kind of boozy, which is weird that I can still pick this out. After some of the 18% we had previously.
For real, for real.
But, no, I still get excited for brewery beers, and I will absolutely buy this. Josh, what you doing?
I mean, number one, you can't really buy this anymore, right?
Right, I mean, that's fair. But if you could.
If you could. And number two, you know, again, I know he's not listening, but I feel like Mark just basically gifted us a bunch of beers as the final Whales for Wishes.
We don't know that, and there's no way to prove that. So I think we should put that shit to bed. Because
he
that
gifted
could be...
us a better chance at getting a bunch of beers. How about that?
But the fact that we won all these Black Tuesday variants, and then this asshole moved, and my plan for that year was, we going to have some Black Tuesdays,
once a month, we were going to do a Black Tuesday.
Yeah.
And you know,
this stuff has just been sitting there for over a year now. Because,
real talk, though.
Or almost a year.
These variant bottles have been at Whales for Wishes for the last, like, three events.
Yeah.
Because I think people won them and then just donated them back. So since that was the last Whales for Wishes, somebody had to go home with them.
And it was us.
We won.
I mean, I felt horrible for Jeff because I made him mule a bunch of beer. Because holy shit, did we win a ton of beer, and most of it's gone. But the Black Tuesdays and like one Russian River.
Yeah.
Or there's a
Canteon.
A Canteon in there. Yeah, that's right. There's Canteon in there.
Canteon would smack right now. But
I forgot about that.
I don't need more beer.
Yeah, none of us do. But back to the beer. Yeah, this is fantastic. It's absolutely great. The maple is not overpowering. It's not punching you in the face. It's really smooth. Of course I'm going to buy this. It's time for I Tap That. It's pretty simple. Out of the beers that we had on the show, what would you put on your real or supposed kegerator? I don't think there's a real question in this case.
I think we're all going Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean...
The Jackie O's is good. It's just like, it's not a fair competition.
No, it's not. It's absolutely not.
Bourbon Barrel Oil of Aphrodite is absolutely a fantastic beer that you absolutely should have at some point if you've never had it.
And you know, one thing I will say really quickly about that beer, especially if you don't mind walnuts, the walnut is really present in that beer, and it actually makes it really good.
It makes, yeah, it's very interesting. On the flip side, Maple Black Tuesday.
Oh yeah,
was
I mean,
the, like,
this is a
you
fucking,
have to be in the special club to get it. It was a smaller batch.
Yeah,
was,
this is a 900-pound gorilla versus a 65-pound monkey. It's not a fair fight, but
depends on the monkey.
You do need to try Bourbon Barrel Age Oil of Aphrodite if you've never had a chance to try it.
I mean,
it
Jackie O's in general.
Or even regular. Yeah.
Their barley wines are good. I mean, like, really, Jackie O's across the board tends to be very good. So
that's true. All right, Jeff, where are we at?
Check us out on the interwebs. Come to craftbeercast.com. We have links to our old episodes, to our Patreon. If you'd like to get in touch with us, contact us via email. Just email us contact@craftbeercast.com. Other than that, Wells, anything you want to promote?
I'm at all the Wells, and I'm sometimes posting there. Whatever. Josh, where are you?
Besides right here, you can hit our subreddit /r/craftbeercast. Don't forget to rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice. Tell a friend, tell somebody, and other than that, we will talk to y'all next Thursday.